The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to have the same kind of faith and trust Mary and Joseph had at the miraculous birth of Jesus. Even though Joseph and Mary didn't understand it, and both were very troubled and confused, yet they accepted it because they believed that nothing is impossible with God. The words we confessed again, the Apostles' Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson for this Sunday, especially Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. This is again the wonderful good news during this Advent season as we all prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of the Christ child of Bethlehem, the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. There is no question about the fact that the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, as we confessed again in the words of the Apostles' Creed, is perhaps not only the greatest story ever told in all of human history, but at the same time, a great mystery to all of us. And why? Because even Mary didn't quite understand it. When she asked the angel of the Lord, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible with God." As a matter of fact, even Joseph was troubled and very confused. He didn't quite understand Mary's pregnancy either. We read in our text, his mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph was so concerned about her pregnancy that he did not want to put her to shame. On the contrary, being a just man, Joseph did not want to expose her to public disgrace, but instead, he chose to divorce her quietly. In other words, Joseph was ready to sign all the necessary legal documents and not have her judged and condemned and stoned to death for her infidelity and unfaithfulness as a violation of her marriage vows. According to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 23, we read, if a man happens to meet in town a virgin, pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. As a matter of fact, in those days, engagement was legally binding by Jewish law. Even though they weren't living together yet as husband and wife, and yet it could only be terminated by divorce. But before Joseph could divorce her quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but that she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So when Joseph finally woke from sleep, he no longer questioned it or wanted to divorce her quietly, but did exactly what the angel of the Lord told him to do. We read in our text, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. Yes. Even though Joseph was very troubled, confused, and didn't quite understand Mary's pregnancy, the miraculous birth of Jesus, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he still accepted it. He accepted it and believed by faith and trust, because Joseph also believed that with God, nothing is impossible. And so Joseph took Mary as his wife until the child was born in the town of Bethlehem. Not in a palace surrounded by pomp and wealth and circumstance, but in a manger, surrounded by animals and hay, because there was no room for them in the inn. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. Yes, even though Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he became a lowly King and Lord so that he could save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus as our Savior and as our Messiah. Yes, even though Jesus was born in a lowly manger, surrounded by the hay and the animals, today Jesus is surrounded by the whole world with Christmas trees and lights and decorations everywhere, with Christmas cards and presents being sent out to everyone, reminding us when all is said and done, it is still His birthday, not ours, that we celebrate at Christmas. As we once again read the wonderful Christmas story in the Gospel of St. Luke and St. Matthew, and sing the Christmas carols next Tuesday evening and next Wednesday on Christmas Day. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, Christmas is the only event that is celebrated all over the world with trees and lights and decorations, reminding us again today that it is His birthday and not about holidays or season's greetings. As I told the children this morning, it's about holy days. It's about Christmas greetings and Merry Christmas. That's what we celebrate. The beautiful words we sang in the opening hymn today, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem." Yes, may God the Father bless all of us here today through His Holy Spirit, as you and I also believe that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Not only that, even though we don't understand it either, and I don't, we never will, how it is possible for a child to be conceived by a virgin, we also accept it, and we believe in it, because nothing is impossible with God. If God was able to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing, He certainly was able to have His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. May God bless you and your family at this Christmas, a joyous time of the year. I always look forward to Christmas. It's probably the best Christmas celebration in addition to Easter, as we celebrate Jesus and His birth. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose birthday we celebrate at Christmas, and God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all as we get ready to celebrate His birth. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.